Would you please help me to welcome and receive our mayor, Mayor Victoria Waters?
You know, people keep asking me how I'm doing this week. And I gotta be honest. It's been a tough week. It's been a tough couple of months, but every now and again, stuff catches up with you. And this week has been especially hard. And I don't have to tell you why, because you already know. I don't have to speak it, you already know. But what I will say is enough is enough.
Yeah, right.
Enough is enough.
We're knocked down, Father God, but we're not knocked out, Father God. We're in distress, we're in despair, Father God, because of, Father God, evil and wickedness and power and principality, Father God, in high places, Father God. So right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we denounce racism right now in the name of Jesus, Father God.
What's his name?
George Floyd.
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 Saturday was watching, you know, at the emergency operations center as things started to progress. And I will tell you, it was almost like a tale of two cities. In Westlake Mall, there were thousands of people gathered, and they were there to gather, to mourn, to express their anger over the killing of Mr. Floyd. And they did so, and they spoke forcefully, and there were no incidents of violence or property damage. Just blocks away, almost simultaneously, was another group that was came with backpacks full of frozen water bottles, rocks, poles, pipes, and then it went on to be extremely disruptive and violent. We had millions of dollars of damage caused in Seattle Saturday night.
There is a very legitimate concern. If you are a person of color in this country, law enforcement treats you differently, period. That is simply not debatable, and it is an enormous problem.
We have so much more to do to root out systemic inequity in our society, and I hope in the days to come we'll all think of ways to do that.
We will hold the police accountable, Chief Bess and I, and if any officer acted in a way that used force that was improper or that violated our standards, they will be investigated, they will be held accountable.
We have to do it peacefully, folks. No violence, okay? We are protesting and we are gonna get there together. We are gonna kneel together. We are gonna stand together in unity peacefully, no matter what they do. Yeah. We can't guarantee that you'll all be safe.
What wasn't shown in the videos that have circled around the social media is there were multiple individuals in that crowd who were working to start a fight. Again, thousands of people, many of them there just wanting to express and mourn and grieve, fight for change, make their voices heard. But there were people in that crowd who did not have that intent. They were throwing projectiles, including chunks of concrete. And one officer took a chunk of concrete to the eye, and it may have damaged his sight permanently. We're not sure at this point.
Black lives matter!
Black lives matter!
Black lives matter!
Black lives matter!
Betty Branch! Betty Branch! Betty Branch! Betty Branch!
Could you tell me your name?
My name is Brenda Lynn Branch.
Brenda Lynn Branch?
Yes, sir.
What happened?
Okay, I don't want to go into details. All I know is they shot my son 10 times. The one cop stood over my son when he took his last breath, and I was sitting there screaming, peeing on myself. He stood over my son when he took his last breath and looked him in his eyes, and my son looked up, took his last breath, and died and heard me scream.
President Trump's threat to deploy the U.S. military to quell unrest here in the United States drew swift reaction and deep concern from local, state, and federal leaders.
They could call National Guard, they could call the Army, they could call the President, and I'm going to be out here until something happens. If we have to be out here every day for the rest of the month, so be it.
The Black community is not going to solve this issue. We need white America to step up and to educate themselves about what is going on and why there is such rage and anger in the African American community.
The main thing right now, I think, that people are really starting to understand is that racism isn't an individual thing, and you can't fix a system of white supremacy because it's not broken. It's doing exactly what it was made to do.
There's a thick billowing cloud of tear gas rolling down the street behind the crowd of people. As we leave the scene of the protest here. I got some tear gas in my eyes.
My friend that I organize with, she always says, you know, we don't do this because we hate white supremacy necessarily. I mean, and we hate it, but we love Black people more than we hate white supremacy. So it's, yeah, that's what it is. It's just love. Love is what keeps us going. Love is what allows us to be replenished at the end of the day. Love is what refills our well.